We think that part of what makes this struggle last so long is that you can't decide what you really want. You're afraid of dying and tired of living, like the song says. In other words, sometimes physical friends who do know what you are coming to know could help someone speed their transition, but they feel guilty about that because they've been talking about death in such negative ways for so long. No one should be rooting for anyone to have the death experience. So we would begin saying to ourselves, since there's no such thing as death, I'm rooting for the even more life experience. There's life as this person is currently living it, and then there's the real life that is who this person really is. And when you get fixated on the vibration of life and what it means, when you get fixated on the vibration of life and alignment with source energy, what happens then is you root for them into that place, which means they can. You're calling them into the non-physical where they will release all pain and all worry and all doubt and all fear, all discomfort in one fell swoop, or you can maybe call them to a fuller expression of that here in their physical expression. But you cannot help someone feel better until you feel better yourself. You have to find a way of making peace with it yourself before you can be a catalyst for another. And if you don't, no worries, because the experience itself is happening. It's sort of like Esther loved the experience. Kate, who was 4 at the time, and Esther climbed to the top of one of those giant slippery slides. They were in Estes Park, and the slide was the ladder was tall and the slide was long. And they stood at the top of the slide, and Esther could feel that Kate had some reluctance about whether she really wanted to go or not. It looked different from this position than it had looked before. And so Esther sat on the gunny sack, and Kate sat with her on the gunny sack. And Esther thought to herself, well, in a moment, there will be no decision to make. In other words, because Esther knew that with just a slight movement, that the laws of the universe were going to take over this decision and there was going to be no more decision to make. And Esther also knew that Kate was going to be delighted in the experience. And that's the way we want you to see the death experience. Sometimes people linger on the edge of it, fearful of what it will really mean. But in the moment that they let go, it starts being really good immediately.
But isn't it hard to let go of some significant person in your life? Isn't it normal to feel sad?
It is, but that doesn't help them.
But how do you help yourself?
By acknowledging that there is no death, by acknowledging that all relationships are eternal, by acknowledging that this person was before this person even came into physical, by acknowledging that there is no separation between what is physical and non-physical, by acknowledging that those like you and those like Esther are having conversations with that which is non-physical all day, every day, by acknowledging that when you tune yourself to the vibration of that which they are, that you can continue the conversation and that it will be uplifting only, by acknowledging that there need not be any separation, that it is only that which is perceived by humans who don't understand, by acknowledging that you know differently, by looking forward to the continued dialogue that takes place. Jerry and Esther, all the time they have experiences. They went into a restaurant in San Diego the other day, a restaurant that they eat at often, and it's a restaurant that there are several of them around that part of California, and this one is their favorite one. And Jerry has commented on so many occasions how much he adores this restaurant and how the food, everything about it is extra good, and he's often asked himself and Esther, they've talked about why, what is it about this one that we like so much better even than the others that have the same menu and so on. And as they walked in on this particular day, there was a picture of a man, a very well-dressed man with a glass of wine in his hand, sitting in a dinghy, having a wonderful experience. It was obvious. And for the first time, they saw this picture. It caught their attention. And Jerry asked, who is this man? And he was told by the hostess that this is Fred Duckett, that he was the owner of the fish market, and that he had recently made his transition. He died, the woman said. And as Jerry and Esther sat down, they weren't thinking about Fred. They were just went on with their meal. They were enjoying themselves. And Jerry again began posing those questions about, I wonder why this place is so much better than the others. And all of a sudden, Esther felt herself full of Fred Duckett. She felt herself feeling jovial and humorous. She felt herself feeling appreciation. She felt a profound appreciation for the restaurant and the staff that was around her. And Esther said to Jerry, Fred is here. Fred is here. and Jerry,